giving God praise and thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord.
Is for every child of God. I don't care where you live.
Every day.
This week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland give praise and thanksgiving to God. Join them today and learn how to think, talk, and do things like Jesus. Operating in kingdom principles equips you for success.
Ephesians chapter 3. Look down here at the 14th verse. I'm going to get on this, and I got to get down here and walk around with you on this one. Because this is, we have to take this a bite at a time. Because you get to thinking religiously, you're going to misunderstand what I'm saying. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, the 8th chapter, it has been given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Amen. So, Father, we receive now an opening of a mystery in the kingdom of God. To hear it correctly. Verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father. The Father. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom, of the Father, not Jesus. I bow my knee to the Father. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The whole family in heaven and earth is named. All right, let's go to the book of Philippians. And in the second chapter. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, this is telling us, now, start thinking like Jesus. Quit thinking like religion and think like Jesus. You need to think like He thinks, you need to talk like He talks, and you need to act like He acts. When you read the 5th chapter of the book of Acts, stop associating yourself with the woman with the issue of blood. No. You're the one walking down the street that has the garment. You're joint heir with Christ Jesus. You're well and whole and strong and blessed. Let this mind, see, you have to let this mind, because the things of God and the things of faith are not obtrusive. They won't force their way in there. You have to cast down imaginations and every high thing exalts itself against the Word of God and tell the devil he's a liar and the father of it, and you put your mind to thinking, well, that, hey, you know whose mind that is? That's your mind. Say it, this is my mind.
This is my mind.
I think what I tell my mind to think.
I think what I tell my mind to think.
Nobody can make me think.
Nobody can make me think.
Amen. Well, wait a minute. Let me turn this horn off. I must not have set that for 15 minutes. I guess I did, Bill. Well, can you take a little bit more? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't take anything away from God by believing he was equal with God, because he found himself in the Word. Amen. But made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now look at this ninth verse. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him, you notice King James says a name, that's incorrect. If you just make a little note right there around the word a, it is his name. And gave him his name, which is above every name. Every name. Now, God gave him his name. We received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and the Lord Jesus authorized that name of the Father to be given us. Just the same as it was Jesus. Because everything he got, we get. Amen. 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 We're exactly like him. Amen. 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 You have kingdom authority and kingdom rights. Do you remember? You remember when they tied the Apostle Paul to the whipping post? Now, man, I mean, they're getting ready to thrash him within an inch of his life. He's tied up. He said, you sure you want to do this to an untried, unconvicted Roman citizen? That guy said, what? Roman citizen? I am a Roman citizen. Put the whip up, man. Somebody, get this man untied. Cut him loose from his post. He hadn't even been tried. He's not been convicted. We lay a finger on this man and he goes to Rome. We have had it. He's a Roman citizen. And I said, you know, excuse us, Mr. Paul. Whoa, we didn't know, man. Please. He said, I paid a large sum for my citizenship. How'd you get yours? No, he said, I'm born free. I have rights and privileges. Now I'm going to give you the key. You and I both know there is way too big a gap in what we're seeing in the Word of God and what we're seeing take place on the earth.
Yes, sir.
But the gap is closing. This is one of the keys of the kingdom. Now we can go to Mark chapter 11. Surely you found it by now. Yes, amen. Glory be to God. Verse 12, on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. And Jesus answered and said to the tree. The tree had already spoken to him. Now he talked back. And what he said had more authority than what the tree said. No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, in verse 15, they went to Jerusalem. He went into the temple. He carried out his mission for that day. He preached all day in there. The mission was not to clean out the church. The mission was to preach the word. And he preached all day long till evening was come. That's just licensed me to go as long as I want to. Verse 19. When evening was come, he went out of the city. Now, 12 hours had gone by since he spoke to that tree. And you notice when they went back on the way, nobody said anything about the tree. You know they looked at it. You know Peter and all the rest of them falling over themselves trying to see what happened to the tree, Bubba. Anything happened to the tree? I don't know. But now look what happened. Somewhere between 12 and 24 hours of the Word of God at work. The Word of God is from the inside out, not from the outside in. We are inside out people. We are not outside in people. People have been taught and trained to go outside to get what they need. The whole Gentile, the whole Greek world is going outside seeking the world's kingdom, trying to get what they need. You have to go to the boss. You have to go to your mama. You have to go to the government. You have to go outside to get it. They even treat God like that. Well, I got to go to God, but he's out here somewhere. Now you got born again. Now you're not outside in people no more. You inside out people. Everything you will ever need for the next million years is inside you right now. You are exactly like God. You have his name. You have his life. You have his DNA. You are who he made you to be. And you find out that like you in this kingdom, in here is everything. Everything you need. How many pastors, how many preachers is one kind or another have I got in here? Minister, full-time minister. Now, let me tell you something. There are four things you're going to have in order to be successful in the ministry. There's four things you're going to have if you're going to be successful at anything. If you're going to be a successful Sunday school teacher. If you're going to be a success at anything and you're looking to the inside to be what God has told you and made you to be. Number one, you're going to have to find the plan. You got to have the plan. Nobody else's plan has a guarantee on it. Ours does. Number two, you're going to have a body. Healthy, strong. Strong physical body. And you're going to have to be obedient to the Word of God in order to get that body. You're going to have to quit eating slop like a hog and get over it. I don't have but a few minutes left. I'm going to be plain with you. I didn't come here to play church with you anyway. There is an eating plan in the Bible. It ain't never changed. Well, Brother Copeland, I found when grace came, you just eat anything you want to. Well, you can, but it'll kill you. No, that is a misreading of the scripture in the book of Timothy. I don't have time to get into that, but I am telling you, you're going to have a healthy body to carry out what you're supposed to be doing in the ministry. And you're going to have to be diligent in it, because I'm telling you right now, what God has called you to do is the most important thing on this earth. It is the most powerful thing on this earth, and you ain't never going to be worth the powder it'd take to blow you out of sight until you decide that what God called you is what you are, and that's what you're supposed to be doing. And you're supposed to be good at it. And you're supposed to be successful at it. You're supposed to be well. You're supposed to be healed. You're supposed to be prosperous. You're supposed to be the most powerful thing in your neighborhood. The local church of Jesus Christ is the most powerful thing on the face of this earth. And it's time she took her place. Hallelujah. And that's what you and I are about right now. That's who we are. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that's two things. What's third? The people. You have to have the people God has called to help you do what He's called you to do. They're just as called as you are. Don't just go hiring people. Be still and listen to God. He's got the right one. It only takes one. Amen. And you don't need four or five of them others. They'll tear up everything you got. Forgive them, be nice to them, that's fine. Number four is the money. You don't borrow it, you don't go to the world to get it. You sow seed for it, and you believe God for the supernatural, hallelujah. The same God that brought manna in the desert and wrapped it in little drops of dew in the middle of a desert and filled the place with so many birds he couldn't walk over the ground without stepping on them. The same God has a heaven full of gold. There just ain't nobody calling for it. Hit some of his choke point right there. All right. Now, we know for the sake of time here, verse 22, have faith in God. Okay, I take it, I have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. Now that's what you're supposed to be, that's what faith that moves mountains believes. Does believing Jesus is the Son of God move mountains? No. You have to do that. Amen. But that's not what moves mountains. It's believing that what you say comes to pass that moves mountains. Now, verse 24, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. When do you believe? When you see it? No. Do you believe when you feel it? No. You believe when you pray. You settle it right then when you pray. And you call things that be not as though they were after you hear him tell you what to say. Now notice this. This is a part of it. You don't stop with verse 24. You have to read verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. That is as much part of your prayer life. That ought to be on every prayer you pray. That ought to be on your tongue. That ought to be in your life. It ought to, your mind ought to be renewed to that all the time, because you've been given the divine authority to forgive sin.
Faithful, everything you said you'd do. You are faithful. I found that you are true. There's never been a time your word has failed this child. My God is not a man that he should lie. Lord, you're faithful, long-suffering and sure. My God is faithful, your mercy will endure. Every time I need, I know you'll care for me. Oh, you're faithful to me. Thankful for your blessings every day, my Lord, I'm thankful. You've always found a way, been my dearest friend. You are my golden king. You're the way, the truth, the life, the best of me. Lord, I'm thankful for guidance and for peace, my Lord, I'm thankful. For in you I am complete, you are my sole desire. Consume me with your fire, Lord, you're faithful. My God, you're faithful. Lord, you're faithful. To me.
This week, we're celebrating Thanksgiving here in the United States, and giving God praise and thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lord.
Is for every child of God, I don't care where you live.
Every day.
God deserves all the glory and the honor. But God said in His Word, He who honors me,
that's what He said,
Him will I honor. And that brings this place of thanksgiving. Philippians 4 says, continue to make your wants known through thanksgiving and praise. Don't be anxious about anything. Never, ever. Don't ever be anxious. Anxiety this is proven medical fact, scientific fact, that anxiety is at the root of being anxious and stressed, is literally at the root of every chronic disease.
Mama.
Amen. And when you give God praise and thanksgiving all the time, then the Word says it brings peace.
Amen.
And that's supernatural peace. That stress out in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen. Glory to God. This is good, isn't it, Gloria?
It is good.
Now, there's something we want to give you. I want to sow this as a seed in your life. This is a gift that will help you all the way through the Christmas holidays. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is my CD on Christmas every day. With all the great Christmas songs. Christmas Every Day, Bethlehem Morning, How I Love Jesus, and the medley, the Love God medley.
That's good all year long.
Oh, it is, yeah. Emmanuel, all these songs are good all day long. They don't have to be Christmas time to play these. These are praise songs. Holy Night, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Little Town of Bethlehem, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name above all names. Mm. That's all one medley. Amen.
And it has a very handsome picture of Kenneth.
Oh, thank you, Gloria. Thank you very
much.
Gloria and I want to send it to you. And so you can get it there in time for Christmas. And like I said, free and postpaid. Go to kcm.org. You can order it there. Or, you can do it the old way if you like. Just let us know that you'd like to have it. Write us and let us know. We'll get it right out to you just as quickly as we can. Amen. You know, I'll tell you something else. This is an amazing thing. There is so much now available. For instance, if you have Roku on your television, there is a KCM channel. You can get KCM Power Up on your iPad or your iPhone and go there. And I'm telling you, Healing School is on there all the time, every day, every night. The devil attacked me a couple of years ago. I was overseas. I was in South America. And I just got my phone out and plugged that thing in and laid and went to sleep with it. Woke up the next morning healed. That's the way we live. Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
One more thing before we go. We want to invite you to the 2015 Branson Victory
What a good meeting
campaign.
That is.
Glow. Yeah. Woo, I'm telling you, this is the way we set our year this way every year. The ministers' conference, and then at Faith Life Church, the Branson meeting. And, oh man, the Lord told me to do this to minister to our partners. So get yourself in there. Praise
God. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. This powerful time in the Lord. Well, we're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Glory reminding you again
that Jesus is Lord. Oh.
Celebrate Christmas every day. Welcome the peace of God into your homes with these timeless songs that glorify our Lord and Savior.
Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Oh,
enjoy this gift of peaceful music. Turn your heart toward God and celebrate Jesus. Request your free music CD, Christmas Every Day, your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Go to kcm.org/TV special. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. Enjoy the songs of Christmas and bring the love of God into your home.